Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, that's all.
Real Raw Radio. Only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Autoglass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Straight up 7 o'clock on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Time to give some stuff away with a little game that we just made up called Sporkle. Here we go.
One, two, three, Sporkle!
Galvin, what line are you playing for today, and what is the record here?
There is no record. Okay. Spanish won yesterday. I had three in a row, four in a row. Yeah, four in a row, and then Spanish won. But I will win today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
Very serious.
Yeah.
Keen, how are you?
Line up, Sandra. Galvin's playing for you, pumpkin. All right. There you go. That's better. Hold on. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Wendy.
Wendy?
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? The yesterday's champ is playing for you today. Please hold on. I'll take line five. Good morning. Who is this?
It's Chad.
Good, sir. How are you? Please hold. I'm playing for you. Pap is your backup. Judge Carmen is the ultimate keeper of Sporkle. The box is hers. Mm-hmm. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you correctly name the movie when given a description of the agreement / contract or deal that was made by characters in the movie?
Oh, all right.
And then if you can't get it, I will give you an actor or actress that starred in the movie.
Right.
Contracts are pretty...
All right.
So we're naming the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Cool.
That's it. First one. A business mogul pays a prostitute $3,000. Galvin. A framed convict signs a contract agreeing to appear on a deadly gladiator-like game show. Galvin. By putting on the suit, the wearer accepts
Iron Man.
The identity of a beloved holiday character. Tim Allen.
Oh, Santa. The Santa Claus.
Damn it.
The Santa Claus.
Just Santa?
Nope.
Santa!
I know he was. After breaking out of prison, a man signs documentation closing...
Shawshank Redemption.
Galvin.
He said Shawshank.
I said Shawshank Redemption.
Juicy mouth. A captain and his co-pilot accept...
Sully.
Accepts a charter to transport passengers from Tatooine to
Star
Alderaan.
Star Wars A New Hope.
Tatooine.
You guys know Tatooine?
Yep. No? It's when you get a tattoo that's a cartoon.
Or of a ween.
Cartoon ween.
A pair of men buy up frozen concentrated orange juice contracts in order to make millions, as well as enact revenge on their former boss, Eddie Murphy.
Trading Places. Yeah.
Galvin.
I knew it was.
Pork belly.
A financial player uses a stockbroker to purchase an airline with plans to dissolve it. Only
Wall Street.
Yes, Mike.
Who loves Blue Steel?
What's his name? Endicott Steel.
Endicott Steel.
Blue Horseshoe.
Blue Horseshoe loves Endicott Steel. All right.
Good?
Yep.
I have no idea what you just said.
We have to purge our minds sometimes before we can get another question.
That's
Tatooine.
I gotcha. A great wizard agrees to grant the wishes of some travelers.
Lord of the Rings.
So long as they kill a witch and bring her broomstick as payment.
Wizard of Oz.
Mike. A free man is captured and put into bondage.
12 years a slave.
Galvin. We are halfway there.
I was thinking a different kind of bondage. I am in last with one. Michael is second with three. Galvin is leading right now by two with a total of five.
Okay, we can do this.
Baseball first baseman signs a contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers to become the first black player.
61.
42.
Whoa, 61's a Mary one.
Huh?
61's a Yankee movie.
Yeah,
the Mariners.
Yeah.
Just before signing a foreclosure contract, a marble bag filled with jewels is found, resulting in the contract being torn
Goonies.
Up. Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
The townspeople generously donate more than enough to cover the $8,000 needed for a financial institution.
It's a wonderful life.
Galvin. A lawyer finds that his client lied about her age when she signed a prenuptial contract, therefore voiding the contract and winning her case. Spanish. This has an asterisk next to it. A contract is signed to exchange a voice for a pair of legs and
Little
order.
Mermaid.
What was it?
A Little Mermaid.
Voice.
Oh, a Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you. A lot of yelling and mumbling. What does that do to you?
Mermaid!
Santa! Santa. Spanish. We're on the last three.
Oh, man.
Right now, Michael is in last with three. I'm in second with four. Galvin is leading by three with a total of seven.
Right, I need all three of these. Here we go.
No,
I need
Doesn't
all three.
Doesn't matter what you do. All three. Yeah.
I still want all three.
Okay, take them because that way he doesn't.
No.
All right. The submissive signs a contract agreeing to the terms of the dominant.
50 Shades of Grey.
Damn it.
Galvin. Last two. A contract is signed given the signatory, a $25,000 endorsement for using Flexolite ping pong paddles.
The
Balls of Fury.
No.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Jesus. Couldn't get it out. I'm like a feather in the wind and a bus stop and a box of chocolates.
Run!
Feather in the wind.
And the last one. Film studio head declines to sign a contract with a fading star, but then receives an offer
Godfather.
He can't refuse.
Final score?
Final score. Michael in last with three. I was in second with four. Galvin dominant with a total of nine.
Woo! Kachai, Dream Ray 2018.
Yes. Pappy Longwinkle, what are you doing over there?
Doing well. What's happening?
What are we doing? We got plans this weekend?
Yeah, well, my son is graduating on Sunday.
Oh, here we go.
That's on Sunday. That's just
so
on Sunday.
Who graduates on a Sunday?
And well, on a holiday weekend.
What jerks.
Yeah, it falls on this weekend for some reason. So.
Yeah,
my son's not even going to school today.
What's that?
My son's not even going to school on his last day today.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. I got to go. You know,
no,
but
you got to go, obviously.
So, you know, on the last day of school, whenever they give, like, awards for different things. They do that where they're like, you know, this person did this and this person. My brother Jeff thought it was so cool because he had perfect attendance and didn't show up on the last day.
Oh, I'll show you.
He's like, take that.
My son picked him up yesterday. He goes, listen, can I just talk to you about something I want? He goes, do I have to go to school tomorrow? I go, of course you do. It's the last day of school. Go and stop being a jerk. And he said, nobody's going and all we're going to do is watch movies. And I was like, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
No, you they gotta should. Go.
The teachers don't want the kids to go.
You gotta go.
Right. They should give the kids, or the like, at least the parents, the option so it doesn't ruin their perfect attendance or, you know what I mean? And just be like, listen, it's a freebie day. If you guys are able to keep your kids at home,
well, my
it.
Son this week had finals and he didn't have to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because his grades are so good, all he has to go is Friday because he has one class.
Earned it.
I was like, that's great.
My son, he thought that he might have a D.
Yeah.
And we were like, listen, C's are acceptable because your dad was nothing more than a C average student.
And
there's a
passing.
Lack of caring. And it's passing. D is passing, but it is, like, you won't have to go to summer school if you get a D, but it would have been a torturous summer in our house. I said, no PlayStation, none of this, all that. And he was like, ugh. So he got all his grades up, and I was very proud of him. And then he's like, but I got to tell you, one of my teachers, I have a 79. He's like, I'm 1 point away from getting a B. And I asked her if there was anything I could do, blah, blah, blah. And she said no. And I thought, ooh,
what a dick. Listen, no, but that teaches you because, and also in high school and in college, D's are not passing.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean?
Sixth grade, you can get away with a D.
Sixth grade, you can, but I'm just saying, like, that's setting them up. And then also, like, our teachers are very strict as well. Like, if you have a 79.5, they round it up. If you have a 79.4, still get the C.
I said, look, the teacher, I said, if I was a teacher, I'd give you a B. I said, but the teacher's teaching you a lesson, letting you know that if you worked 1 point harder, you would have gotten a B.
Especially, is it in math?
No, but I think it's like a reading.
Two tenths of a second, I would have got a gold in the Olympics. 100-yard dash.
Right.
Is anything I can do to get this gold?
Anyway, Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, the cable guy gets his cable cleaned. Little kid in a dungeon, a sex dungeon, and...
Andy. Come on, Andy. Yeah, there'll be a lot of that coming up.
By the way, one guy had the best tweet to me. Who was it?
I was very surprised. I got literally like 50 tweets that just said Andy with a question mark.
Yeah. I can't remember. It may have been Andrew Alderman.
Uh-huh.
It may have been somebody else, but they just wrote, Handy.
We got news about Morgan Freeman coming up. Also, my adorable 5-year-old daughter read some of my mean tweets. I will replay that for you when we come back. It's Mike Caltas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Andy.
The Mike Caltas Show on 102.5 The Bone. Congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning, on a great season. It was a truly great ride that nobody ever wanted to end. This team is going to be good for a long time. And 102.5 The Bone will be right here with you next season.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.